Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about Disability Pride Alaska. Welcome Sydney Krebsbach and Tristan Knutson-Lombardo.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for being here today. So you're here to talk about the big celebration for Disability Pride. It's coming up at the next block party, which is this Friday. But first, I was hoping you could tell me a little bit about Disability Pride Alaska. Who or what are they and what do they do?
Yeah, I can start. The Disability Pride is actually a national event that occurs. It occurs all over the world. Some especially larger cities like New York or San Francisco will have parades or large citywide events. Last year was the first year that a number of organizations across the state decided to also host coinciding events. It typically happens to around the anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which I believe is this weekend. But we're going to do it on Friday because of the to coincide with a block party. But it's really just an opportunity to acknowledge that disability is part of the diversity of our world and our community, and that it's something that instead of being afraid to talk about it, we really want to show that part of our community and celebrate it and show what people with disabilities are able to do. And
So what kind of things do you have planned for the celebration at the block party? I'm looking at you, Sydney.
Okay.
What do you know about it?
Well, all we know is that we have face painting, we have special guest speakers, entertainers, me, myself. I'll be speaking at the Disability Pride. And we also have booths there, like the Governor's Council will be there to promoting, and SAIL will be there representing as well, and or other organizations such as Tides and Jammy, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. So those organizations will be there to provide some information as well about resources and things like that.
And also make it really fun. They're going to have booths with activities and games. And I know the ORCA program at SAIL is going to bring, I think, an adaptive bike or two for people to try out.
Oh,
just
cool.
Really making it, whether you have a disability or not, you're welcome to come participate and just check out this part of our community. We also have a great lineup of performers. We're going to start with a Yeast Q dance group, and they'll kick off the evening at about 5:30. Corey Gilmore is going to speak. Terry Tibbett is going to play. Sydney, sitting to my right, is going to speak. The Jam Buster ukulele group is going to play. And then George and Bridget Kuhar are going to close us out for the end of the evening.
Wow, that's big.
That is big.
Those are all big names.
We scored.
Yeah. that's a great lineup right there. And then you both work for SAIL, Southeast Alaska Independent Living. So your organization is part of who is putting this on, but is it kind of a collaborative effort by all these other organizations that will be there that Sydney mentioned?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, SAIL, we're one of the many sponsors for the for the event. SAIL, our mission is to inspire personal independence for people with disabilities, and that really looks different for everyone that comes through our door. And this is one of those ways that we see as a way to empower people with disabilities, advocate for inclusive, accessible communities, and really make in a fun way that brings the community together.
And were you a part of the first Disability Pride celebration last year, Tristan?
Yeah, last year we held our first event down at Marine Park, and we totally lucked out with the weather. it was a beautiful day. We had a lot of visitors, cruise ship visitors, come by and check it out, which is great. But we also really want to engage the local community. We know that people love coming to the block parties, and we're really appreciative of the opportunity to collaborate with the Arts Council. And so I think since people know this is a weekly event that happens and are coming through anyway, it'll be fun to bring more of that kind of local flavor to it.
Yeah, it'll be double fun, the fun with you guys there. maybe even triple. It sounds like this celebration is going to build on the first one, and hopefully next year there'll be a third one that is also very successful too.
Absolutely.
So keep it going. Sydney, what part of the celebration are you most looking forward to on Friday?
Just that I'm looking forward to sharing my story in front of everybody. Public speaking is no different for me. I've done this before, and ever since I've joined the Governor's Council, I've done quite a few this year. But to me, Disability Pride is all about celebrating and being proud of who you are and what can you accomplish.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Well, I'm sure you're going to give a great talk. Tristan, what are you most excited about for the party?
I love seeing the different performers come together. We really make an attempt to highlight performers who experience disabilities. I think oftentimes people, when they think disability, they think, oh, somebody in a wheelchair. They think of kind of a handful of very common disabilities we talk about. But when, you know, statistically, 1 in 5 Americans experience a disability, and that statistic holds true for this part of the world that we live in. And so their disability is a wide-ranging term, and many disabilities aren't as easily visible, and you might not realize, that a traumatic brain injury, how it presents itself or who experiences that, because it's often a hidden disability that we don't talk about, we don't see. So this is an opportunity to kind of, speak to that diversity in our community.
Well, Tristan and Sydney, thanks so much for coming on the show to talk about Disability Pride Alaska. The second annual celebration is planned for this Friday. That's July 19th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's going to be a part of the Jack Block Party. So that's happening just right over there near Centennial Hall and the Jack. Is that correct?
Yes. And I think it's in the courtyard if it's dry weather. And I think it's actually going to be in the Centennial Hall lobby this Friday. There was a scheduling conflict if it's rainy. But I don't know. It's dry right now. It was supposed to be rainy. We'll see what Friday presents.
We're just going to have to see. I hope it's outside for you guys, too. There's going to be an excellent lineup of entertainment, door prizes, games for all ages, information from community organizations, as well as the usual summer block party food and beer garden. Is there anything else you guys want to add while you're here today?
I don't have anything. Sydney, you?
You don't?
No.
All right. Well, just that I am just a young adult with autism who's trying to give back to our community and get the message out to people, and how you can never give up on pursuing your goals and dreams. And that's what I'm bringing on Friday night at Disability Pride, a message to people.
Well, thank you, Sydney, and thanks for doing that. Thanks for both of you for doing what you do. And I hope you guys have a great celebration, and maybe I'll see you there.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thanks for being here.